Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Quad City Times has announced the newspaper is shutting down its printing press in Davenport and eliminating 49 positions. Starting on September 30th, the Times and its sister publications, the Dispatch, Argus, and Muscatine Journal, will be printed at a facility in Munster, Indiana. 20 full-time and 29 part-time workers got their pink slips on Thursday. The press is located at the Quad City Times building on East 3rd Street in Davenport. The newspaper's other operations will continue out of that building. Davenport-based Lee Enterprises owns the Quad City Times, Dispatch, Argus, and Muscatine Journal, as well as the Munster printing facility and other papers across the country. Meanwhile, today is the last day of work for 115 employees at John Deere's Harvester Works in East Moline. The layoffs are among more than 200 the company announced this month in Iowa and Illinois as it faces weaker demand for farm equipment and uncertainty about tariffs. But Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports a member of Iowa's congressional delegation says the Trump administration's tariffs will help create new markets for farmers.
John Deere announced layoffs at facilities in Waterloo and the Quad Cities earlier this month. The company reported a 26% drop in net income compared to the same quarter last year, citing uncertainty around tariffs and low commodity prices. But 2nd District Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says the president is working on creating new markets for commodities grown in Iowa.
Restoring that dominance when it comes to the global order of trade doesn't happen overnight. It would be great if we could just wave a wand and fix all those problems, but we're not in that position, unfortunately, because of the disastrous policies in the last 4 years that Biden had in place.
Other agricultural companies like the Minnesota-based Cargill and Syngenta have also reported a drop in revenue compared to last year. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Parts of Illinois could start to look a little more wild next year. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports that a new law officially includes rewilding as part of the state's conservation strategy.
The state is the first in the U.S. to include rewilding in its legislation. The goal of rewilding is to reintroduce native species and restore whole ecosystems. Advocates often describe it as helping nature help itself. In Illinois, this law will help focus efforts on carnivores like mountain lions and keystone species like beavers and bison. Cynthia Kenner is the executive director of Prairie State Conservation Coalition. She says the new law formalizes the work happening in the state already.
It's allowing the continuation of practices that are already in place, but it brings more meaning to really letting nature come back.
The law goes into effect at the start of next year. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Iowa's lieutenant governor plans to stop in Davenport this morning for a ribbon cutting at the Quad Cities' first charter school. Kindergarten through sixth grade classes began this week at Horizons Science Academy, located in the historic Johnson School building in West Davenport. The school is operated by Concept Schools, which runs more than 40 campuses in the Midwest and Great Lakes regions. It's the Quad Cities' first charter school since a 2021 law cleared the way for more for-profit public schools to open across the state. The ribbon cutting with Lieutenant Governor Chris Cornoyer is set for 9:30. This is WVIK News.